It is a bright but cold wrap to the work week across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon are running about 10 degrees below normal. It's still a bit brisk as well, though the breezes are not as gusty as the past couple of days. The nice trade-off, that bright March sunshine, which has done frankly little to help the thermometer today, but it does feel all right if you're outside, helps to take a little bit of an edge off that cold air. Now, it's going to be a cold night across the region. Coming off a cold afternoon, we'll have clear skies for a while this evening, then clouds will increase later on. Temperatures will drop off into the single digits and teens across the region, and across the North Country, where clear skies will prevail longer, some spots will dip below zero tonight. So a real winter feel coming up here, which we already have coming into tonight. And then tomorrow, a storm will scoot by to our south and then develop into a quickly deepening storm, in fact, off the coast of New England, south of New England, tomorrow night into Sunday. So as the storm goes by to our south tomorrow, we are likely to see a round of some light snow and snow showers, especially along and south of I-90. Across the far north tomorrow, it's going to be a bright sunny day, but for the rest of us, we have clouds. And in our southern areas, we're likely to pick up a round of light to moderate snow through tomorrow into tomorrow night. And as we work through tomorrow night into Sunday, it's possible that that storm deepens close enough that the snow may linger into Sunday morning, especially in areas of Massachusetts into Connecticut. So that is a possibility. And in those areas, the snow may accumulate to several inches. So it's something that will need to be monitored very closely moving through the weekend. In and around the capital region, it looks like the Albany area is on the fringe of this storm. So some snow, light to snow showers will be possible moving through tomorrow into tomorrow night. But any heavier accumulation would be expected in areas to the south and potentially to the east of the capital region. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, brightest north and east, a chance of afternoon snow showers farther south, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light snow likely, high 30 to 35. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, cloudy, with periods of light to moderate snow likely, and highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds and cold, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with light snow or snow showers likely, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Sunday, a chance of snow southeast of Albany, otherwise becoming partly sunny, breezy, and cool with highs in the 30s, and on Monday increasing clouds with the chance of an afternoon rain or snow shower with highs in the 30s to around 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.